Queensland's border bubble, as I said a bit earlier, has burst this afternoon. Now, the areas of Tweed and Byron, well, New South Wales has announced they are going to lock down from this afternoon from 5 p.m. And then at 1 a.m. tomorrow, well, our border restrictions will come into place for those two local government areas as well. To talk more about this, I've got the Tweed Shire Councillor and President of the Town's Chamber of Commerce, Warren Polglaze, on the line. Warren, thanks for being on the show.
Good afternoon.
Now, look, we talked before about how damaging the border restrictions were to both sides of the border, restrictions for businesses, for communities, for families. How big a blow was this news coming through that there was a lockdown for you and the border restrictions are going to be in place again?
You talk about the bubble bursting. It blew up in Tweed because, you know, you've got the school holidays just starting in full mode. The restaurants and the accommodation homes are all gearing up for a good 2 weeks ahead of them, just coming out of the lockdown like 2 weeks ago. And all of a sudden, the whole thing's just fallen in a heap and there's cancellations happening everywhere. Restaurants have got stocked up with foods that they won't be able to use. So it's very devastating, the outcome that's just been announced today by New South Wales government.
Was there a hope given when the bubble was restored that maybe you could make some ground up? I know it wasn't perfect. It wasn't like the previous border bubbles where there's real free flowing of people back and forth, but this was at least some relief to locals now. And now, as you say, it's not only burst, it has been blown up.
Yes, well, we're slowly crawling back on our feet in the small business arena, and it was very tough for some people, but what's happened now, it's created an enormous amount of uncertainty whether this process will last for 7 days or maybe 14 days. If there's a case identified or several cases identified in the Tweed, I would believe the bubble will be enhanced by another 7 or 8 days, another fortnight, and consequently that'll be devastating. The holidays will be over. Kids won't know enough about schooling crossing the border. So overall, it's been probably the worst devastation we've had in this situation since it's been going.
I'm talking to the Tweed Shire Councillor and President of the Town's Chamber of Commerce, Warren Polglaze. Now, Warren, given how hard it was to get even this kind of border bubble light restored from Queensland's end previously, are you fearful that even when the lockdown ends in New South Wales, in maybe in a week's time, you might not see the border bubble restored?
Well, that's the concern because, you know, 40% of our people in the workforce cross the border every day to work, and that's just been semi-relaxed and allowed some more people to cross. If they bring in the same controls we had a few weeks ago, well, then it'll make it really difficult for families with children and going to school over the border. And that's it's the well-being of the community now that's sort of being challenged, and especially small businesses have been challenged really hard because cash flows are running low and opportunities are disappearing, and a lot of families are starting to become really concerned about whether they can survive in their business or whether they continue to keep their children going to school over the border. All those issues which, you know, relate to small family business operations are all now sort of crashing down around their ears. They really don't know where to go. And, you know, we're looking for some common sense and practical approach to address the issue that we're in.
Well, Warren Polglaze, really appreciate you being on the show and good luck in the next week or so.
Thank you very much.